I'm Bill Kelly from WFMU and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. You're listening to WMFO Medford. That's the way we say it in New Jersey. The sound habit of the Tufts campus and a sound habit to get into, baby!
The Cure with Love Song from their Disintegration LP from 1989. Big thank you to Bird Mancini. That would be Ruby Bird and Billy Carl Mancini of Bird Mancini, who were this week's guest DJs on Strike the Box. After their set, we followed up with a song of their own, The One Delight, and that comes off of The One Delight CD that you can get on Second Story Records, just recently released. I think Sal Baglio was talking to Billy and Ruby about the show, so they reached out. Thank you. Classic Ruins with, then we went to the Bob Seger system with 2 + 2 = ? Comes off the Ramblin' Gamblin' Man CD LP from 1969, Capitol Records. It's actually an import because you cannot get Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, that I know of, in the United States. It's out of print. Then we followed up with some Classic Ruins with 1 + 1 = 2 off of 19, released in 1980. I have it on my compilation, Do-It-Yourself Mass Ave, the Boston Scene. The Monkees with Your Auntie Griselda from More of the Monkees, 1967, originally from Colgan's, then a Rhino release. They said we finished up with The Cure with a Love Song, this from their Disintegration LP. Hope you're enjoying this week's Strike the Box. I think I got some people tuning in. I know Sal was, checking in earlier. Bird Mancini is. I see some likes from Susan Surftone, Jenny Cat, Phil, my ex-roommate. Phil's out there. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. Got the window open because earlier when I was coming to the station today, it was nice, bright, and sunny, and it got warm. But now it's cloudy, overcast, and gloomy. Oh, well. It's kind of like what's everything going on? Gloomy. If you get a chance, check out the Strike the Box radio show page or group on Facebook. Just check it out. And if you go to the WMFO website and you click on News, you will see an article about me and Strike the Box. So again, that's the WMFO website. And I think if you click on News and scroll down, you'll see me with my Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band t-shirt and mask as I'm at the board. And a very good job done by the author, which I'll talk maybe a little bit more coming up next. My background music is over, and I should have something queued up here. I do, but I gotta hit this button, hit that button, and before you know it, you have some music.
beside her. People tell me I'm lucky. Yes, I know I'm a lucky guy. I remember the first time I was lonely without her. Yes, I know that she loves me now. There is one thing I'm sure of. I will love her forever. For I know love will never die. Every little thing she does for me, yeah. And you know the thing she does for me.
Interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Stars live in the evening. But the very young need the sun.
rented my apartment on a Monday at 1, singing to Lolly Lolly Shaky Bum Shaky Bum. Started moving in it on a Tuesday at 2, singing to Lolly Lolly Shaky Doo Shaky Doo. Wednesday at 3, I called the phone company, singing, hey baby, put a phone in for me. Thursday at 4, he came and knocking at my door, singing, hey baby, I'm your telephone, and you just show me where you want it, and I'll put it where I can. I can put it in the bedroom, I can put it in the hall, I can put it in the bathroom, I can hang it on the wall. You can have it with the buzz, you can have it with the ring, and if you really want it, you can have a ding-a-ling, because, hey baby, I'm your telephone man.
Can you believe that? And then he says,
no, when other fellas call you, tell them how it all began.
Well, can you imagine? My heart began to thump and my mind began to fly, and I knew I wasn't dealing with no ordinary guy. So while he was talking, I was thinking up my plan. Then my fingers did the walking on the telephone man, singing, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, get in any way you can, right? So bedroom, and I got it in the hall, and I got it in the bedroom, and he hung it on the wall. I got it with the buzz, and I got it with the ring, and when he told me what my number was, I got a ding-a-ling, a singing, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, just doing my thing. I've never done anything like this before.
Which one I gotta fade down? Yeah, this is the one. Okay. From 1977, that is Mary Wilson with Telephone Man. It says here off the first take CD from Janus Records. I heard it the other day listening to Drew Carey's Friday Night Freakout. And I said, I think I have this. And lo and behold, I have it. And it's actually on a Dr. Demento compilation I have. The things that sometimes you hear that you want to play on the radio station. We started things out, though, with some Kid Gulliver with You'll Never Know. That's off of her Kismet LP from Red on Red Records. Check that out, please. The Beatles with Every Little Thing, which I do not believe I've played on this show. Comes off of Beatles 6 LP, the Capitol release, 1965, I think. Blondie, Pretty Baby, off of Parallel Lines, 1978. The Dixie Bells with Down at Papa Joe's, a 1963 release. I have it on a compilation somewhere here. Oh yeah, hard to find 45s on CD. I've played that a couple times. As I was saying in the last set, if you go to the WMFO website and click on News, scroll down, you'll see the Community Spotlight, Strike the Box with Chris Major by Avery Haas Goldberg, and who does the show after me. And does a really in-depth about how Strike the Box sort of came around. Pretty good article. I just want to thank him for, I guess, interviewing me and posting it. You can leave a reply if you scroll all the way down if you read it. Hopefully you'll like it. Anyways, how about enough of me? Oh, nope, I don't want that one. I'm pushing the wrong buttons here. It's a gloomy day, but how about some Bunch of Jerks to get us out of this? I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box.
It's been months since I've been daylight, and the only thing I know is being struck by indecisions, actions hesitate to blow. Head of rot, cabbage, maggots crawling in my brain. I thought there was a moment, but clearly I'm my breath's growing weak. The blackness is encroaching on everything that's good. And suddenly, and suddenly, the light.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it. But have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
She watches him and pass right by, gazing out the window all day. She lives her life in her own way. She's dark and mysterious, but she loves when you make a fuss. A life of leisure suits just fine, living on someone else's dime. She's Pepperine, you're my queen, Pepperine, Pepperine, you're my scene. Up and down the staircase, winding down, her day is done. But long past the setting sun, another nap is just the ticket. Can't stay awake another minute. She's Pepperine, you're my queen, Pepperine, Pepperine, you're my scene.
Gentlemen, welcome to violence, the word and the act. While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains sex. Violence devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet violence doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed, encased and contained within the supple skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female, the surface shiny and silken, the body yielding yet wanton. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they? One might be your secretary, your doctor's receptionist, or a dancer in a go-go club.
While living fast and if you want to end up giving your all, let me call. Pussycat is living reckless, Pussycat is right fine. If you think that you can tame her, well, just you try. She will let on you and she'll take just what she wants as she goes.
Go! you'll be a woman soon. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl, and all they can say is he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them break up your mind.
Gotta get moving here. Still got some time. We just finished up a little long set, a little overset there, with Urge Overkill with Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. Comes off the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. We started things out with a bunch of jerks with Light Breaks off their Shot-Topping Hits LP from Rumbar Records, released this year. Some Romeo Void with Chinatown off of Benefactor 1982. And since I was playing Chinatown, it got me thinking, so we threw on some Johnny Thunders with Chinese Rocks. I get it off a compilation. Computer says something different here. I'll have to change that. Some Go Dog Go with Pepperine. And I really enjoy listening to that song, Pepperine. I probably could play it almost every week, but I can't. Off of GDG Music, which I think means Go Dog Go Music, from 2020. The Boss Weeds with some spoken intro by Russ Myers. That's off of the soundtrack Run Pussycat Run. Interesting movie. Any movie by Russ Myers is kind of a little interesting. And that's why we followed it up with some Urge Overkill. So I said, we're running kind of short in time here. Hopefully you are enjoying the show. I've got some people checking in. Thanks to Chuck Yu, who called in, and Dean, who's been instant messaging me. Although physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And let's get back to the music. Got some new music coming up. by Mickey Lee.
You let me in.
Yep, you know what that means. Means I gotta collect my stack of CDs and get on out of here, because Avery's coming up next at the top of the hour. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Strike the Box. We just finished up that set with some Freeloader with Fastest Gun in Town off of the Freeloader 2 CD from Rumbaugh Records. We started things with Mickey Lee's Mutated Music with No Fun Anymore. That's gonna be off of his LP called Variants of Vibe, which will be released next year on Wicked Cool Records. Wicked Cool was nice enough to give me some singles in advance of their upcoming LPs for next year. The Humane Society with Knock Knock, a 1967 release. Got it off the compilation Psychedelic Something Artifacts. Or something other, something around there. Something in the way she moves me. Never mind. I'm losing my mind. As I said, hopefully you've enjoyed this week show. I should be here next week for a live show, noon to 2 p.m. with possibly another guest DJ. You'll just have to tune in to see who it may be. But thanks to everybody that checked in today. I appreciate it. I'll be reposting the show on the Strike the Box radio show group and page on Facebook, so you can check it out that way. Or you can also go to the schedule on WMFO website, click on my show, and it should give you the link for the archive. Take care, everybody. It's It's kind of a little crazy out there, but we will get through these times. We always have, and we always will. Again, I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. Let's make it legal. WMFO in Medved. Take care, everybody. Talk to you next week.